Thought controls the universe. Thought controls the universe. How does thought control the universe? Our thoughts are the only power in this universe. Our thoughts are the activating mind, are the activation of mind. Our thoughts are our communication with the universal mind, with the universal intelligence, with the universal allness. And we have a oneness with the universal through our thought alone. The allness of the universe exists. There is the universal creator, the universal beingness, the universal allness, which we have not yet been able to define or describe or put a handle on. But we do know that the allness of the universe has a way of communicating with the relative universe, with the absolute universe, with the allness that exists. And that is called our thought. Our thought is what controls everything that goes on in the world. We may not give it the credit that it is coming due to it, but our thought is really the power, not the power so much as the activator, that which brings forth all that comes out of mind. Mind works through thought. We can readily understand that. We have always had a sort of an inkling toward the idea that we can think. And the ability to think is the ability of the infinite expressing itself. It's the connection. It's the link between the allness and the relative. The allness and the absolute. The allness and the is. It's just that link. Now, we've walked away from that link. We've walked away from that responsibility of utilizing the link and knowing the link and exercising the activity that the link is. But in our computer sciences, we are becoming more and more aware how we can link into many different things. We can link into many possibilities. We can link into the allness that we are. And as we link into this allness that we are aware that we can you have such great power, such great access, such great awareness. And with that great power, that great access, that great awareness, we control all of our universe. Now, to control does not mean that we are able to use something that doesn't exist. To control means that we activate a principle. That's the point. We activate the principle. And this is what utilizing mathematics is, activating the principle. This is what utilizing anything is, utilizing, activating the principle. Now, how do we go about activating the principle? We activate the principle by our thought. We activate the principle by our actions, by our attitudes, by all of the things that we know who we are and what we do. It sounds a little bit far out. It sounds a little bit unbelievable, but really, that's the way it works. Our environment is our thought. And as our thought seems to take us out of control of who we are, then we're out of control. And when our thought begins to take us back into control of who we are, then that's who we are. We let our emotions sometimes run away with us. And our emotions are thoughts that have not taken control of themselves. Now, how can we take control of our emotions? How can we take control of our thoughts? How can we take control of who we are and what we are? How can we be absolutely in charge of all that is our life? Scientists are giving us a little bit of an insight into that. They're saying that man has a brain. Now, in all living beings, there is what might be considered a brain. And some have it less developed than others. But man's brain is quite remarkable. But the brain is really merely an awareness center. The mind controls the brain. The mind is the activator of the utilization of law, the principle. The mind is the activator of our thoughts. When our thoughts are made, our mind puts them into motion, and then we bring about all the things that are. Now, we have steadily been improving our awareness of what our mind can do, what our thoughts can do, what we can do as a link to the allness in the universe. And we are aware of this more and more throughout our lifetime, throughout our world. We're aware of it. We have this bell ringing in our consciousness that says, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can be it. Yes, you are it. Unfortunately, we think too little about thought. And because we think too little about thought, we do not utilize the power that thought is in our being, in our mind, and in our awareness. We can have a tremendous awareness of what thought is in our being, our mind, and our awareness, because it is a wonderful, glorious experience for all of us. And as this wonderful, glorious experience for all of us takes place in our life, we begin to realize the more we study it, the more we are aware of magnificent metaphysicians that we are, we come to the realization that the metaphysical rules all as our thought. Its ability to think out of the box, to think beyond the limits that we have given it in time and space. We are aware of many things. We are aware of many sensitivities. We are aware of many awarenesses in our life. And our thought controls the universe. But it controls the universe by our choice. We think that our environment controls our universe. We think that our environment gets out of hand. Well, it gets out of hand only because our thought has allowed it to be irresponsible for what it is that we think it should be. What is our thought, really? What is our life, really? What is our world, really? It is really just a matter of whatever we think about it. Now, there are no good thoughts or bad thoughts. There are no good things in the world or bad things. There are no things that exist to be a negative experience for us. For all is positive, and all is joyful, and all is fantastic, and all is who we are. Now, when do we want to take control of it? When do we want to take control of the idea that our thought controls the universe? Our thought controls everything. And of course, now. Now we can call ourselves metaphysicians. Because out of the metaphysical, it is the total ruling activity of the universe. It is the total operating activity of the universe. And it is who we are. Are you ready to take control today? Are you ready to be the master of your thought? The way to be the master of your thought is done in one simple manner. And that manner is saying, I am in control of my thought. I direct my thought, which operates the universe in which I live. I direct all in my world, and all in my world is who and what I am. I am nothing more or less than whatever my thought is. This day I claim my thought is the most wonderful, glorious expression that exists. And if I have a thought that is beneficial to me, I continue with it. And if I have a thought that I consider not beneficial to me, I stop it immediately and think thoughts that are beneficial to me. I am in charge of my world. I am in charge of my thought. I am in charge of my thinking. I am in charge of all. My thought controls my universe. Thought controls the universe, and that's all that it is and all that it ever will be. And today I take that challenge to be master of my universe, now and forevermore. And I love it. We'll think more about these things, because thought is the power, and I am able to understand it and use it now. I love you. I love you. I love you.